Punters and dribblers, as always, we're brought to you by the greatest multivitamin ever conceived by man, Good Day. Now, the reviews continue to flow in thick and fast.
Have you got that one from the other day?
Yeah, can I read it out?
Yeah, read it out.
It's so good. It's actually fucking unbelievable. What has been really nice, Tom and I were reflecting on this the other day, is just how much people are finding it
beneficial to their
massively
life.
Beneficial to their life. I know that at the start there would have been a lot of cynics out there going, these cunts are full of shit, they don't know what they're doing, and you couldn't be more wrong, which just brings joy to my little heart and my little soul. Now I want to get up this absolutely elite review,
and we do appreciate the reviews, obviously. Look, it's like the feedback is positive, so that's good. But just being able to hear how it's helping you and the different ways you're seeing benefits helps us know, I guess, the most tangible. Cause there's like tangible benefits and there's intangible ones, like energy, for example. You can feel an improvement in your daily energy, whereas then there's like nutritional benefits like liver health or your fucking immunity generally being boosted. Those are ones where you don't really notice that until maybe you're on it for a while, and you say you've got two young children in daycare who come home sick as fuck, and then you just don't seem to be getting sick where you used to get sick.
Life-changing. 5 stars. Big fan of Hello Sports, so my viewers are always going to be biased. I actually bought it for my wife. Didn't mention who it was by and just let her see how it went for her. Mum of 3 kids and runs her own busy business while I also work 7 on 7 off. Seven on, seven off away. After 3 days, she was hooked. Improved late in the day fatigue and mood. Come day 7, she had forgot to take her Good Day. Her mother was visiting and said the wrong thing and she snapped. Instantly says, I'm sorry, I haven't had my Good Day. Next thing, the mum-in-law is now tasting it and they're walking around the house like they both just discovered fire and were the only ones to know about it. Good result. Even got some alone time with the added less fatigue. With her, not her mum. That would be weird. But a look into the future, I suppose. So it's out there working its ass off, which is fucking terrific. There are downsides to being the fastest selling multivitamin of all time.
Yeah.
And that's that in the last month in particular, sales have just gone fucking through the roof,
well,
which we love. Tripled, I think, Tom. So we basically got caught with our pants down a little bit and not enough stock on hand.
Yeah, pants down, cold, little doodles.
It won't happen again. That's a Hello Sport promise. However, we are likely to sell out in the next probably 4 or 5 days, roughly. We will have stock for those with subscriptions.
Yep.
So you will never miss out. If you're a subscriber, you're good. If you are a new subscriber as of when we sell out, or you're a new customer, you won't be able to purchase. Well, you can purchase it, but it won't arrive for about 3 weeks.
Yes. So from here, if you start subscribing, you basically just locking it in so that when it lands, then you're good to go and you're straight back on the train.
So you'll know, Punters and Dribblers, we'll do a bit of a thing on the Instagram when we do a sellout, and you'll notice on the website it'll flick from buy now to pre-order.
Yeah.
So that'll be the difference.
Listen, it's not ideal, but it also really just means that it's been successful beyond our wildest imagination, and you just couldn't have planned for it to go as well so quickly. So we're fucking horny for that. We got more as soon as we financially could, we fucking ordered more. And it's just the way that it goes, the production, again, when you're getting primo quality shit, it takes time.
And it's got to be tested multiple times. There's a bit of a process. We've sped it up as much as we can. It is what it is, punters and dribblers. Bear with us. So we'll let you know when it sells out. But again, it'll be sometime this week. Again, and subscribers,
dude,
you're all good.
It's funny.
You're all good.
We've been looking at it going, geez, we might have a couple of days here where we don't have any. We'll see. But, you know, we should be all right. And then just each day it keeps growing. And there's like, obviously you're fucking pumped for that. But then you go, oh, shit, it might actually be a little bit more. Maybe it's going to be a week where we won't have any. And you're like, oh, fuck, maybe it's going to be 2 weeks. Then on the weekend, Eddie's like, it could sell out within days. I'm like, oh, my God. God, fuck. Yes, great. Thank you all. But also, fuck.
Yep. So subscribers, you're good. We'll let you know when it sells out, and fucking good on you.
Get the fucking pre-order in though. It's clearly good shit. You don't want to miss it. Just become a subscriber and then you're fucking good to go.
BeGoodHealth.com.au, code Dribblers for 20% off.
You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
I dropped a whole coffee this morning.
You dropped a whole coffee?
This fucking table fell over. So I've been down on my hands and knees fucking mopping and fucking soaking.
You weren't mopping on your hands and knees, were you?
Wasn't mopping, but I was cleaning. I was the mop.
Were we recording?
Yeah.
I was the mop.
You were the mop. I mean,
sometimes you've got to be the mop.
Yeah, no, you do. Sometimes you need to be the bucket. Sometimes you need to be the mop.
That's right.
Yeah, and today you were the mop.
Yeah.
I mean, did you have the microphone fucking arm swung all the way out?
It was my fault. I fucked up.
Yeah.
I take full ownership. I was trying to fix the plant behind me. It's gone a bit flopsy bunny.
They've gone very flopsy bunny, bro.
Yours is sick.
This one's fine.
This one's gone flopsy bunny.
It's almost gone like it looks like one of Gavin Rubenstein's lawyers. I mean, one of his like business guys. They'll slick
lawyers.
No, not lawyers. You know, the fucking
the slick boys.
It's gone full slick.
He's gone full slick. So I was tending to the plant, trying to deflopsy it, and then I've turned around, knocked the table, coffee's gone everywhere. But
shout out to Good Day. Sorry, shout out to Sip.
I'm such a good cleaner that it didn't really matter.
Mate, I didn't even notice it. Are those there, those sheets, are they all for the couch? Is that a whole new couch set, or is that for Jarch and Lou?
They're in there. The white ones?
Yeah.
That's for them.
Oh, okay.
We couldn't get couch covers.
We couldn't
covers.
Get some for us.
No. They were just, the colours weren't right, not right. What we wanted.
No. We're going to get, I'm still, obviously, like, there's almost like a shrine there to Roo's bum sweat. No one sits there anymore.
Well, people do, just not you and I.
No, yeah.
You know, coming for meeting, sit here, guest.
Yeah, please, take a seat.
Take a seat here, guest. I won't be.
No.
I like to sit over here because this is my seat.
Well, these are our seats, but I'll also choose to sit on the couch that hasn't been fucking drenched in Roo's bum.
That's right. That's a great point.
Another hot day though in here. There'll be some bum sweat getting around.
Oh, there'll be bum sweat getting around. Hours. We love that.
We do love it.
How are you feeling, mate?
Mate, I am still getting back on my feet.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't realise, given our Saturday night, which was a Sunday night here,
yep,
the timeline of recovery would suggest that today is probably my last bad day.
That would make sense. The math would check out. Yeah. That was Sunday night into Monday morning. Monday becomes a Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah. Because I also didn't sleep on the fucking flight back very well at all, and I was sweating heaps, which was like, that's...
See, that's really unfortunate, because I got like nine, probably.
Yeah, no,
nine
I know.
Of the best.
It was hot, though. It was warm, but I also was like, I think I was just, you know, getting back to neutral. Then last night, Zoe up at midnight and Evie both in bed, kicking the shit out of me in bed, very hot. Then Zoe wouldn't stop crying. Like, just not crying, but just like, rolling around. And she's now old enough to, like, express that. And I'm like, what's the matter? She's like, it's too cramped in this bed. I'm like, you fucking reckon it is, yeah, you little asshole? Yeah, it is too cramped. I had to sleep down the end of the bed like a dog.
You slept at the end of the
bed? I had to sleep at the end of the bed, like, long ways, but sort of, like, bent in so that I wasn't falling off like a dog. And then I've got the cat bite in my face. Then Zoe, after being up all night, then she gets up at 5:30 and then just starts like tapping me on the face.
Oh, so you've had a great time.
I'm feeling okay. Like, as in, I'm not letting the... I mean, a good day helps, right? It helps to sort of perk you up. And this isn't a big roundabout way of promoting the number one multivitamin on the planet, Good Day. But the facts are the facts. Without a good day...
The proof's in the pudding?
Yeah, it is. Or in the multivitamin.
Correct.
But, I'm on about 3 hours.
3 hours?
Yeah.
Oof. Jesus.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude, that kid life.
Yeah, it's good fun. And it actually is good fun. Like, I'm glad to be back. It's lovely to see them all. It's been phenomenal. I didn't realize how much I was going to miss them. But it's also, you slip back into being frustrated at them pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'll also say this.
I can romanticize it all I want from Vegas. I get back here and it's shut the fuck up very quickly.
When you're at the end of your tether, punters and dribblers, and I'm talking physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, you can convince yourself that change is imminent.
I can't wait to get back. Things are going to be different. I'm never going to be fucking...
I would have signed declarations over there, Tom. Is that what you signed? Declarations? that I'm not going to drink a lick of alcohol again. I'm done. Pack it up. It's all over. I'm now sober.
Mm.
Sobriety life.
Yeah.
Listen. I fucking slept well on the plane. I slept well last night. I worked out this morning, and I was driving home this morning, and I smiled to myself because I thought, geez, I could, you know, I could have a couple this weekend.
Dude.
Now, I'm not gonna.
No.
Because I'm a good boy, and I'm not about that life no more, but... Oh, geez, it's you slip back into old habits.
And listen, but also
fucking that quick.
It's a testament to the body and how well it bounces back. Because there's
it's incredibly resilient.
It's a resilient thing. You sit there sometimes and go, "I'm dead here." I didn't do it, but yeah, I was looking at the tequila last night.
Yeah.
I was walking past it, and then I'd walk back, and I'd be looking at it again, and I'm like, "Jesus Christ, you'd be good right now."
Listen,
the rugby league's back on tonight. Not going to do it. But geez, it'd be nice. Steph's out tonight. Not going to do it. Could be on the couch by myself. Not going to do it. But could I knock back a couple of tequilas and a gum?
Yeah. I tell you what, I'm going out to dinner tonight with my wife because she's going away this weekend. We just want a bit of quality time together. There's every chance that a couple of Tommies go down the gullet. There's every chance. I'm just being honest with myself.
See, I'm actually not, though. I'm When was the last drink I would have had? It would have been a double Bailey's on the rocks over the Pacific.
Yeah.
Or wherever the fuck I'm flying over.
Pacific.
I'm going to at least go, I'm not going to drink all weekend. I'm going to try and go at least it sounds like we're fucking alcoholics. I'm not going to drink for a little while. That's what I'm going to do.
No, we're not alcoholics. It's just that you and I had said that we're not going to drink for a little while, but then maybe one or two here and there. Nothing crazy.
No, but I'm going to just try and fully detox myself. Nothing crazy.
But I can't help but think...
And I think I'm still pooing out chicken tenders, if I can be honest.
Yeah, well, chicken tenders. We ate more chicken tenders than I think is appropriate, is probably considered medically sound. I reckon we were pound for pound in the whole of the continental United States in terms of tenders consumed during that week. You know what I mean? Like, how many people in America were fucking out tendering?
But I think the important point you make there is pound for pound, because like it's a weight for age thing. Like,
well, no. I mean, I'm obviously
some of the fatter people in America
I'm
would be consuming whole chickens tender chicken. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm a welterweight. I'm a welterweight. I'm a middleweight. You know what I mean?
That's
where I'm fighting. Yeah. I'm not fighting up with the big thickies.
No.
Who fucking
eat
three or four chooks per
meal. Heavyweight? Is that super heavyweight?
Super heavyweight. No, that's not us. Pound for pound, right up there in the chicken tender eating business. Yep. Have to be.
But you are right. You come back and like it almost feels like we didn't even go to Vegas.
I honestly think, and again, not an ad, but Good Day has to be playing some sort of role in my
how quickly
pure rejuvenation.
I've had no sleep basically since the flight. Except for maybe like a 45-minute kip on the couch yesterday.
Put it this way, punters and dribblers. Ella, when she picked me up from the airport, was like, fuck, you look actually way better than I was expecting. Again, this morning in the gym, Jeff, same sentiment. Mate, you actually look pretty fucking good. So, what's that? And also, Jeff, looking for fucking, he's looking for the bad.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's a trainer. Yeah. He wants to see the bad. And my wife... equally looking to see the bag. She would love to just roll out of you a piece of shit, mate. You know, like she would have been licking her lips for that sort of behavior.
Yeah.
Instead, I turn up fresh-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready to rock and roll.
Ready to rock and roll. Put in a hero's performance.
That's it. BeGoodHealth.com.au if you want to be a fucking hero yourself.
Not an ad, but an ad.
Not an ad, but...
It seemed like an appropriate time to just remind you of the website if you wanted it. But no, that wasn't an ad. Permission to take this podcast into waters we don't like to wade, into the murk, into the muck.
I'll follow you, because I'll follow you anywhere.
Thank you.
It's, but it's waters we never wade into.
I just, Sam Kerr.
Yep.
You know her?
Yeah, I do.
You know her?
I'm more than aware.
Okay, good. So she's in some curry for racial slurs, allegedly, in London, January last year, whatever. All they were reporting on was that she'd said a racial slur.
to a copper.
To a copper.
Because she booted in a cab and then wasn't and was contesting the fare, so the cops rocked up.
So the cops rocked up. Now, firstly, shout out to Men's Women's Weekly, who I think called her Sam Slur in one of the publications, which I thought was very creative.
Oh, I think that's pretty good stuff.
But you see a racial slur, and I'm like, fucking, I wonder what the, you know, like there wasn't any. And obviously racial slur is not a good thing. That goes without saying. I then was just like flicking around the paper last night or whenever it came, and I was like, oh, racial slur revealed. And it was like, white bastard. And I couldn't help but immediately be like, geez, it just doesn't have the same pop to it when you say it to a white guy, does it?
No. No, there's no pop.
There's no pop. And I'm not looking for pop, but I guess I was half expecting it to be something really fucking rogue to like a black person. And I was like, eh.
I think we all thought, well, I think the nation collectively held its breath because obviously Sam is one of our favourite daughters and she's done tremendous things for the Matildas and for the game. And when you hear racial slur investigation put together, you go, your mind goes to some pretty less than ideal areas. Less than ideal areas is probably how I'd phrase that.
Yeah.
So
well phrased.
Well, thank you, mate. Because there's other words I could have used. And I was going to use them, and I was like, nah, I keep bouncing around.
Pun not intended.
Find the right word.
Not intended.
Find the right words.
I tell you who definitely doesn't think there's an issue with it. Spencer's brother, allegedly on Instagram.
And the great and the powerful John Hoppawattie. Have you seen him going fucking hard in the paint?
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
What's the Honourable John Hoppawattie?
The Honourable John Hoppawattie has basically gone on Instagram yesterday and basically this is his remarks along the lines of him not thinking it was racist because Lenu is a Islander. And Hopper's in there just telling people to get fucked and go and sit on it and I'll fucking, inspect
Christ.
You and shit. Like, it's wild stuff. He's going hard in the paint.
Yeah, and also John not prepared to listen to the John thoughts doesn't give and a feelings fuck. Of anyone else. Like,
John's not reading the comments. John, like, people
well, are he's not reading them for feedback of like, oh, okay, I understand where you're coming from here. Maybe I didn't know the full scope of, you know, happy to hear your thoughts. He's like, how about you sit on it?
Yeah, people are trying to explain to him why it's an issue and he's just telling them to fuck off.
Send me your address.
Sort of stuff, yeah. I'll come round. He's also, his name on Instagram, I believe, is the inspector.
The surgeon?
The surgeon.
555.
The surgeon 555.
Yeah, which has to do with fingering.
That's right. And he's literally got a finger of a finger up as he's DP. The Honourable John Hoppawattie is a rare unit.
Oh, he is. That's a man.
A rare breed.
That's a man. I wonder if you could like put people's heads on like coins and stuff even for infamy. Like, does it need to be like kings and queens and, you know, like could we put the Honourable John under some sort of...
Oh, I'm not. I mean, he's part of our history, right? Like Ned Kelly's sort of, and I'm not calling.
Do you put the Big Hopper somewhere?
The Big Hopper.
Or the Big John.
The Big John. And is it almost like, you know, like trying to get the sword out of the rock?
Like a finger out of the bum.
If you can sit on John, then.
Oh, if you can take his full finger.
If you can take his full finger.
And you're the next in line.
You're the next in line. Yeah, that's right. Like, it can't be done, but then someone comes along and swallows the whole thing. That's right. Man or woman? Man or woman?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, it's just about what your asshole can take, really. It doesn't...
Yeah. I mean, it's your threshold for pain.
Or satisfaction.
Well, are they that far away?
I don't think they are. I think they're pretty similar.
That's right.
What's it called? The response in the brain, the something response,
I don't know.
Sure. Anyway, it's a very, you can, like, after the Vegas thing, it's such a scat way to kick the year off.
Well, unfortunately, you and I had mused about the fact that there was almost likely Oh. What are you doing in here, Jack?
Oh, yeah, just rolling, just rolling.
Just roll in and interrupt the podcast. Oh, yeah.
Wearing a medium-sized shirt, even though you're 6 foot.
Our friend Jack Hatchdale, everyone, has just walked in. Yeah, we are. We're just mid-record.
Yeah, just in the middle
You're recording at 11:30, mate, which is in an hour and 20 minutes, okay? So you're here early.
You're here early. Yeah?
Now, where was I? Tom and I had mused about the fact that taking four teams of rugby league players to Vegas, maybe there'd be a scandal. To my knowledge, not a whole heap of off-field stuff, which is credit to the boys, but unfortunately, Vegas has been a little bit soured by this Lenu shit.
Yeah.
Have we got a suspense number?
8 to 12, I heard, was being bandied around. Trell wants more.
Nothing locked in at the moment. The latest was like there was like new footage revealed on 360 last night, which was just a different angle of when Lenu was making the tackle on someone. And then you can see him say it to Mam, and then Billy Walters arcs up almost instantly at Lenu, and you can see him kind of going after him in the next run of play.
Mm.
But that's the latest.
The problem is that there's no audio and he hasn't admitted it. I mean, he did say it's all fun and games, which is possibly one of the most ignorant things to say.
Isn't that that's basically acknowledging that you said
Well,
it.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, it sort of is. Don't cough while we're doing a podcast. Thank you, Josh.
If someone accused you of saying something that you didn't say, you wouldn't go, it's all fun and games.
No, you wouldn't say that. I didn't say that. It's a disgraceful thing to say.
That doesn't make any sense.
No. It doesn't.
Spencer's smiling and shitty. No, he knows what he said.
He knows what he said. But in the absence of proof, what do you do? There are going to be players apparently who testify.
Well, Payne Haas is going to testify.
And Billy Walters.
So he's fucked.
I don't know if he is fucked, though. Because he could, like, I'm just saying he might be.
I don't think they work the same as a court does. And even the courts will convict someone on witness testimony. You don't need audio or video for something to be true. What's the difference?
No,
there's two bugs going, you fucking said it. So that's it.
Mm. Did you think that's it?
I reckon that's it. Yeah, I do.
Interesting.
I think you'll get 12. If that's the upper echelon.
I think that's reasonable. You can't be saying that shit.
No, you can't. And you got to be seen to be fucking doing something, right?
Yes. Trell made a good point where he was like, fuck, it's bad enough when you get like abused by fans, let alone when you're on the fucking field and someone says something.
Mm. Not good.
Not good.
Not good at all.
Anyway, I think we handled that maturely. I think we covered off on the full scope of it, to which we, as much as we can, given we don't know what we're talking about. And I think that we have come to, not that we didn't already know how we felt, but, you know, we've been able to sort of come back full circle and be like, wow, we didn't say anything fucked up there.
We've done our best.
And we've done well.
We've done our best.
Punters and Dribblers, we are brought to you by Neds. They are the betting platform of choice here at Hello Sport. Now, you can follow along all of our bets in the About Even private group on the Neds app. You can also follow our profiles. As I've been saying, my civilian bets are where I seem to be doing my best work. My About Even bets starting to improve. I can feel myself starting to improve. I did hit two on the weekend.
After back-to-back triple staked losses.
The triple staked losses for unit scoopers have absolutely cut to fucking the Tiger King. I may never recover from this, but the civilian bets is where you can see me getting my work, and that is on the profiles.
Good for you, Tommy. Ned's best in the business. Come join along. Join our About Even group if you'd like as well.
Eddie, just you're just repeating me now, are you?
I didn't hear you say that.
Where were you?
Pixies.
Where were you, mate?
Pixies.
Full pixie stuff. So now you're just going to say, you're going to talk about the fucking profiles tab as well? You're going to talk about the About Even group? Yeah?
About Even group.
Yeah, how do you get in there?
That's what I said, code Dribblers.
Oh, okay, there you go, good. Yeah. What's this ad for again?
Neds.
Oh, yeah, great point. Glad you're listening. Pixies. Pixie Simps. Shout out to Neds. We love you, Neds. We love you. Go Manly.
Now, you win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Punters and Dribblers, there's 2 days left to be in the chance to play golf be in the chance, be in with the chance to play golf at Shorty's with myself and Eddie. Buy a six-pack of Big Day Rosé at halosport.shop. You will go in the running. We pick two winners from the month of April. But what are we doing month of May? Because we are working our way through the remainder of the most recent vintage. Got a couple left that we want to get rid of before we then turn all of our attention to the end of the year.
Just feeling generous, Tom.
We're feeling generous, and it's sale time.
We just thought, fuck it. If you buy a case and you use the code Manly, you get $50 off the case. If you buy two cases, you get $100 off.
Yep.
You get what I'm trying to say? Go to halosport.shop, bang, rosé on there, code Manly, $50 off a case. Pretty fucking generous if you ask me. But we love the punter and we love the dribbler. And we're just like, let's get this vintage out there to the people that want it most.
Let's get it in the gullets of the nation.
That's right. Gullet up. How long are you going to leave it for?
I'm bleaching it tonight.
No.
I'm back in Australia now, so it doesn't have the same effect, same punch.
To be honest, it actually, people probably like would dislike it more here.
Yeah.
Oh, people aren't going to like that here.
No.
How many freedoms do you reckon you got yelled at you when we were over there with that haircut?
Not enough. I was expecting more, but at the same time,
because you had the hat on the whole time, and you were so self-conscious.
There was a drunk American woman came up to me at the footy. It's like, I love your hair. Can I rub it? And just started like rubbing her hands all over my hair. So the locals really got around it. Well, if I dyed my pubes the same, then.
Jarch just said, I've nicknamed my cock hair. So that's great. Jarch off mic yelling things.
Yeah, just yelling things.
Is really annoying.
Yeah. No, it's cool.
Because he doesn't have a mic.
No, but he wants one.
He off. Like, he always wants a mic.
He needs a mic.
Look at me. Just wants attention just constantly.
Give me a mic.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm over here.
Yeah, but have you guys noticed that I'm here?
I'm here. I've got special boots on.
Yeah, I got my special boots on. He'll just start making noises until we start fucking paying attention to him. Yeah. Correct. Well, rugby league's back tonight.
Yeah, it is.
I'm fucking
Knights
wet.
Raiders.
Knights Raiders. Now,
it's sit on it sort of stuff.
It's honestly it's big hopper sort of stuff.
Yeah, like, it is.
Get that finger out.
Pour a techie. Fire up the Sydian.
No, we don't pour the techies anymore. We're having.
But I mean, I'm talking metaphorically. Yeah. Are you gonna fire up the Sibian as well, mate? Like,
well, yeah, I'd fire up a Sibian because that obviously is just good for my sexual health, as opposed to tequila, which I'm trying to abstain from for a period.
What do Sibians cost? We've been talking about them a lot lately, and I'm just wondering what, you know, Mother's Day's coming up.
I think they're a few $1,000.
Jesus Christ.
What, your mum's not worth?
There's one here for 4.3.
Oh, it's gross when I fucking say
it. Yeah, because you said it with such sincerity.
Come on now. Time to start giving back.
Mate, footy's on tonight. Absolutely fucking chumming the bit. Guess what though, Tom? What? It's also on tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And it's also on Saturday and Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Which is just glorious stuff. The Thursday night game, one of my favourites. If you missed about even, shame on you, but we aren't doing the live stream tonight because of Vegas.
Yeah.
Boys are out of puff. We're out of puff. Tobler's out of puff. Tobler needs a break. So we'll be back next Thursday.
What's next Thursday's game? It's like Roosters somewhere?
It's like a good one. No, it's not Roosters. We've got Roosters.
Oh, is it Panthers? Broncos-Rabbitohs.
Broncos-Rabbitohs. That's a good one.
We've got Roosters-Manly next Sunday afternoon. I think we should all attend.
At Brookvale.
What's the date of that? I'll do that next Sunday.
The 17th of March fucking at 4 p.m.
I think we should Roosters all be going. Roosters-Manly? I think it's we should all be going together.
Yep.
As a big happy family.
Get on the hill and fucking
rip and tear.
Yip and yahoo.
It'll be pumping.
Yeah, it will be.
Absolutely pumping.
I like the idea of that.
Yeah, I love the idea of that.
Do you like it?
Love it. Well, I came up with it, so.
Fuck, man. It's a good idea.
It's a great idea. Great idea from a smart rugby league mind.
Yeah, when are those Nut Trucker hats going on sale? Do we know that yet? We
Yeah, we do. Well, I've got my opinion.
Yes.
My opinion,
yeah.
Tom, is that the Nut Trucker trucker cap, which says, I truck nut on the back, on the front, there's a bloke in a fucking semi trucking a truckload full of Steedens. So he's obviously trucking nut for the nation. If you like to truck nut, if you think you've got a bit of nut trucker in you, if you like to celebrate the sacred art of trucking nut, then this hat's for you. Limited a dish.
Very limited.
Not we're certainly not doing like white P's and D's numbers on these bad boys. Like, that's obviously your membership for the year, so it's a bit of a different thing. This is just for the fucking bloke who loves trucking nut. Yeah. Or Sheila. Bloke or Sheila. Hellosport.shop. Listen up. Listen good. Next Tuesday. Tuesday the 12th. Tuesday the 12th, 6 p.m. Hellosport.shop. Tuesday the 6th. The 6th, 12th. No. Tuesday the 12th. Hellosport.shop, 6 p.m. Nut trucker, trucker cap. Fucking terrific. Actually fit incredibly well. We went through probably 6 or 7 different samples to get these fucking things right. Months and months and months of testing, you know, backbreaking sort of stuff, blood, sweat and tears.
R&D.
That's no bullshit. There's samples fucking everywhere and they're terrific and they fit incredibly well and you're going to love them. And but you got to move quick. Mine. You can't find yours.
I've got yours, Tommy.
Well, there's a couple up there, mate. Yeah, nice. So don't worry about it.
No, that's good. Well, because obviously I'm not wearing one. Just feel like it was.
Hellosport.shop, Tuesday, 6 p.m., the 12th. We'll remind you again on Monday. So no fucking excuses.
Let's do a couple of dribbles.
Tom, Eddie, Tobler, Willie, Cody, one mung dribbler here. So last year I had a dribble on the potty and it was about a dream I had that Eddie worked at Coles and gave Tom and I some Smarties as the body of Christ. You might remember that.
Yeah, I do actually.
Well, I've had another dream. And basically, somehow, Hello Sport just became a fucking lime-squeezing business. Fucking weird, right? I don't know what that means. Manly never. Citrus forever. Uru.
That's literally it? That we became a lime-squeezing business.
So we packed it up. We sold off the equipment, the sets, and we just started squeezing limes. By hand? With machine?
Dude, I tell you what, there's little more satisfying than like, and obviously I'm keeping it in the citrus family, but I'm moving over to oranges, but juicing your own oranges and not like, I mean, those ones are like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. That's real fucking satisfaction. Maybe there is a future for us.
Maybe. It's hard, Yakka. I squeezed my own limes for margaritas at Christmas time. They weren't big limes either. They were small limes, and limes were expensive at the time. And so I was already annoyed that having paid so much for limes, I had to squeeze 50 limes to get like enough juice for 4 people to have margaritas. Like, you know,
into at least perpetuity, 4. Or
well,
like,
not into perpetuity, but have, you know, be able to satisfy urges when they arise.
How many? What apparatus were you using?
Have you seen like they're different colors, but the yellow one where you cut them in half and then you put it in and squeeze it. They're fucking goated.
They are actually. They're fantastic. Now that for lime specifically as well, that's phenomenal. They don't seem like they'd be the right size. They may be a tad small, I would think, for your conventional orange.
Well, I haven't seen one bigger.
Yeah.
But they're perfect for limes and lemons. I haven't seen one for oranges.
Can you get a photo of them up, please, Tobler? Because I've got a question for you about which way you face your lime or your lemon in this situation.
Yeah, what do you reckon? I know.
Well, I know as well, but I've seen people do it the other way.
You cut them in half and you face
the
juice or the open side to the holes.
Yes. Just get, have you got it up?
Because then it folds, it hits the back of the circle and folds it in on itself. Yeah. That's it there.
Yeah.
The manual lemon squeezer.
Someone fucking flipping it. I was having an argument with around flipping it the other way, and I was like, "You've got to be out of your goddamn mind."
Well, they're just idiots. So that's, you know, there's nothing can be helped.
You can't help an idiot.
You can't help a fucking idiot, mate. You just can't help that. They'd be like, well, that's because it's the way that it pushes in there. It's like, no.
That's not what you're looking for.
That's not what you're looking for.
You want to fucking fold that bitch.
You
want to
fold this inside out, this bitch. You want to fucking fold this bitch back on itself and squeeze the shit out of this thing.
Yeah.
You want it squeezed within an inch of its life.
How many limes do you reckon you need to squeeze for like margs for a night for you and I?
We know how they've got like, you go to a restaurant, they've got like a 2-liter bottle. I don't know how many fucking limes that is. You can buy lime juice though, but you don't. I can't find it anywhere.
But do you trust it?
Well, I don't find. No, I'm not talking about scat lime cordial shit. I'm talking about just 100% lime juice. You can buy, but I never see it anywhere.
When you're going to when you're like the at a bar and it's like you like say you get a vodka lime soda.
Yeah.
Like, do you want real lime? You're like, who doesn't?
Oh,
what
no.
Psychopath is having lime cordial?
Oh, no, mate. You go out to Dubbo and it's lime cordial. Yeah.
Are you a lime cordial in your...
No, I'm just saying, like, that's... I've seen
it. Yeah, no, I've seen it. That's why they ask. I'm asking what sicko has fucking lime cordial when there's fresh limes there?
I think... I'll go out on a fucking limb. I reckon lime cordial is putting up serious numbers in Australia.
I reckon fresh limes would have it absolutely pounded into the ground.
I don't think so. I think lime cordial is getting into its fucking work out there.
Well, I'm sure there's areas, but I would be shocked to my core. I'd be rattled if lime cordial was beating out limes in vodka lime sodas across this great nation.
I think a lot of people...
Yanks never asked. In America, when we'd have them, they never asked us for lime cordial. Now, again, we were in establishments. Maybe that's a bit different.
Potentially. Lime cordial feels more Australian. You know? Growing up, we used to have cordial every night for dinner. There was cordial. Like, we'd have cordial.
Well, I don't know if we'd have it every night.
We were cordial kids.
We were cordials. Dude, Ribena? What's the amount of sugar in a bottle of Ribena?
We were cordial kids, cotties.
Cotties.
Straight up and down. Lime, usually. Almost always. Lime or lemon. Lime or lemon.
Was green lime? Yeah, of course.
Green was lime. Yeah, and then the yellowy colours lemon was lemon.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
It does, Tom.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it does. You don't need much of it. Geez, you don't need much.
No, you don't. And then, but when you got left to your own devices, sometimes you'd fucking load that bitch up.
You'd load that bitch up, but you'd get it right. Invariably, it was too sweet then. Oh, I didn't like it. It tastes like complete shit. Thanks for your dribble though, mate.
Sugar content, Tobler?
In like the 500ml premix bottles, there's about 10 grams. But in the concentrated cordial, still looking into that.
Yeah, I'm talking concentrated.
Yeah, not premix. Not one where you're just guzzling it out. It's the one where you have to pour a bit.
Oh, so in a 2.4-liter bottle of the cordial, there's only 20 grams.
That's the unmixed.
So there's actually not much sugar
in
there.
Not as bad as I thought. Considering like one fucking iced coffee.
That's actually pretty good because you need fuck all.
Yeah.
You need absolutely fuck all. Interesting.
Well, lime guys, maybe. Let's see. Let's go.
G'day, punters, dribblers. Tom Addy, it's the Sherlock Holmes dribbler here. I'm just calling in quickly because I've seen Hop Whitey has posted on his Instagram to call out David Padovan, who is also called out Big Daddy Lucas Brown for a upcoming fight, I believe. and I just think that this is a perfect fight, Hopper versus Padovan. To give a bit of backstory, he's 2-0, and he's won the illustrious Victorian silver heavyweight belt in 2023, and he's a former bikie. So I think if we just get this hyped up, just go through KO and main event and get some silks, and I think that'd just be perfect at a local RSL, I suppose. Cheers. See you soon.
Who's the guy? Can you get the guy up, Tobba? Because, I mean, without the context of who this guy is, I don't really know.
So Hopper's called this guy out, essentially.
I'll get Hopper's Instagram.
Was done fighting, unless it's blokes that, you know, annoy him in road rage incidents.
I mean, I don't think...
Because John's been getting fucked up, hasn't he?
Yeah, I was just face tats.
Ooh,
oh,
wow.
What, is that the guy?
David Padovan charged over alleged brawl outside Fairfield wedding venue. Good Lord.
Is that the guy?
He looks extremely intimidating.
Yeah, he does. He looks terrifying. Is that the guy from a couple of years ago who forced an apology out of someone around religious?
I thought that guy was a bit smaller.
Well, hard to tell.
But potentially, they sort of look similar, don't they?
Yeah, they do. So Hoppawattie's called that guy out. Given the nick that guy's in, I don't know whether Hopper should be doing that. Now, can you go to where's Hopper's call out?
He looks a lot younger than Hopper. Hopper'd fucking be fucking. How old would Hopper be now?
He'd be 50s. David Penner and winner takes both purses.
Just come across this place. David Penner, never heard of him. Calls himself the Balkan. How do you put a challenger like Lucas Brown? Why don't you fight me first? I'm a former heavyweight, Australian heavyweight champion and a current prostate cancer doctor. Tell your people to call me. We can even go as far as when you take all. I take your purse, you take mine. But I know who'll be taking both purses if you need. Take me on. Call my people.
I mean, like, look at Hopper's still got veins in those arms. He's not out anymore.
Him turning the camera off at the end is such good stuff.
I feel like anyone turning the camera off at the end, like, if you have just even the faintest idea of how to edit something, you just slice that bit off the end where you're like, do you know what I mean? Like,
there wasn't a whole lot of
hype around that
shout out from Hopper. If I'm David Padovan and I see that, I'm not that impressed.
Can we go to his Instagram?
He wasn't upbeat, and there wasn't enough energy there for me. That didn't get me pumped up to want to throw down, you know?
No, look, I think there was a few things that were off there about Hopper. You know, the audio wasn't great.
No, it wasn't. He was a bit flat. He was a bit monotone.
I didn't feel like he believed it.
He didn't believe shit. He wasn't putting any inflection on his words, Tom, and I mean, the only thing he got right was that he was a current prostate cancer doctor.
Yeah, and former Australian heavyweight champion.
Correct.
But yeah, currently he's checking bums.
Currently. He was out of the boxing game, into the bum game at the moment. Although you could argue he never left the bum game.
I don't think you ever leave the bum game, do you?
Oh, I mean, you got to leave it at some point, right?
I don't know. Why?
Well, you know, the big fella upstairs comes for us all, and then you leave the bunker.
I mean, you leave everything at some point because you die. Mm. But, like, whilst you are a terrestrial being on this earth, yep. Of this dimension even.
Yes. Bums playing.
Fucking earth. If that is your proclivity.
As is John's.
Any Instagram topper?
Yeah, I think I found one.
Okay. Look, Balkan as well. My wife's family. Just so you know, David, so we're all good. Can I hear this guy? Can we hear what he says? Victorian silver heavyweight champion.
David Pervin, the Balkan here. As you already know, I've called out Lucas Brown. He has accepted my fight, hopefully by the end of the year. Lucas Brown has said to get more fights. I'm sitting on 2-0, two first round knockouts. And the reason I'm only sitting on two fights is because I'm finding it hard to get a fight because everyone keeps declining my offer. I'm asking in a humble way someone with a name to step up and jump in the ring with me.
Okay.
That seemed like a reasonable call out.
It did. He's just looking for someone to throw down with. He's done pretty well. If he's only had two fights and everyone's saying no, and he's got Lucas Big Daddy Brown and David, the Inspector Hoppawattie, you've done pretty well. You've done extremely well.
But also to be the Victorian silver heavyweight champion after two fights.
He looks like an absolute fucking menace to throw down with.
Yeah, no, he looks like he'd beat the fuck out of you.
Yes, he does.
And enjoy it thoroughly.
I would watch him throw down with Lucas, Big Daddy Brown, and John.
Yeah, why isn't 1,000%? Like, Big Daddy, come on, dude. Get that going. Big Daddy, I've followed Big Daddy Brown. Weird poster on Instagram, I will say that.
What was that one you showed me the other day of him without undies on laying
in
bed?
He put up a photo of him laying on a bed with just bare ass, and it was like happy, like, booty appreciation day or some shit. Can you Go to Lucas Big Daddy Brown's. Maybe it was a story and I screenshotted it.
I think it was a story. That was an extraordinary story to put up. He's fucking nude laying on a bed and he's got his big ass out. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's good stuff. Anyway, look, I am all for just Aussie boxing. So,
big supporters of Aussie boxing over here at Hello Sport.
Yep.
Huge supporters. And if blokes want to throw down, we'll watch.
I'd watch all three of those people fight.
1,000%. Not a problem.
But I would say
that's perfect Wednesday night.
Punch-ons. And I've got the Balkan winning all of those fights. He looks fucking terrifying.
Georgie Rose, why don't you get on the blower, mate? See if you can sign this Balkan. He looks like the real deal, this cunt. Let's move on.
I'm scared I'm going to say something that will make him want to kill us.
Hey, boys. Just calling up with a bit of inquiry. I was just listening to the Rogan podcast with Cat Williams. And for about 2.5 hours, they were stoned out of their minds. So just wondering, when's the vegan gummy pod dropping? Anyway, cheers, boys.
This is probably an appropriate time to let everyone know that although, despite popular opinion, I actually don't like getting stoned.
No, everyone thinks you do.
Everyone thinks I'm fucking stoned all the time. Mm. I've been stoned once in the last 3 years.
And
so,
it was on the plane landing in Vegas.
And it was on the plane landing in Vegas. That's correct. Well, I was when you go to Vegas.
Why not,
right? So we probably won't do that.
No. And here's another secret. While we're in the business of giving secrets, I've already done it. I've been stoned on a podcast before.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not some big hey, let's see. If it was to become that, then I think that would be panic attack stations. This is the one where we're all bloody going to be grilled.
No, thanks. Nah.
Yeah, I think if it happens, it'll just be without anyone knowing. And it's usually
the way it always is.
Well, exactly, because it's not that big of a deal. And to be honest, would make it way worse. It would not be good listening.
No.
But Eddie, not a big gummy guy.
No, not a big gummy guy. So there you know. Now you know my secrets.
Yeah. Eddie's been...
The amount of comments that I get are like, Eddie's fucking on the edibles again. We just laugh to each other. Yeah. Just like, oh my God.
No. Eddie not. Me maybe. But even I'm not even on them as much as I think they think. I'm a little nibble before bed sort of vibe.
I think people think we're on them fucking
24/7. People think that we're just complete piss wreck fucking...
People think I'm off my head doing the Monday morning podcast at fucking 8 a.m.
Dude, you fucked up with it.
Fucking hell. Nah, bro, I'm not.
Just listen, we in the past, we haven't minded a couple of techies. Yeah, every once in a while.
Every once in a while, Tom and I will sit down and pour up.
Usually on a Wednesday arvo, when we're recording this Thursday pod, which is actually being recorded on Thursday today.
Because of the week we've had.
Usually it's a nice way to just sort of get you through the back end of a hump day.
That's right.
A techie in a pod.
That's right. And it's just two old mates catching up.
Yep.
Obviously, in the past, we haven't minded a couple on a Thursday night live stream either. More Sebo than us, but...
Well, we don't mind one or two. Sebo, Techie Seb, as you will... If you don't know, you'll soon be reacquainted with Techie Seb when he makes his comeback. So I think he's very excited for basically his only opportunity to drink outside of being at home with children.
Yeah. So, that's work. It's work.
Yeah,
it's work.
He'll be coming in steam.
He'll be asking to come on every stream.
Yeah, he will. We're going to need a fucking 30-second delay. But
we have, in terms of other podcasts, there is one that we've mused about doing that we will definitely do this year.
Yeah. Well, there's one that's going to be... It'll be sort of a inconsistent one that we do.
But it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Pre-recorded, obviously.
Obviously.
Sweet. Let's keep moving.
Let's keep chugging on.
Boys, I just want to know how the two King of Omenry go all the way to Vegas to watch the NRL and what the reporters are calling round zero. And your first bet on roulette, you pick black or red, and it lands on zero. Omenry missed, boys. Big opportunity missed. Come on, we need to be better. Hooroo.
I didn't even think of that.
Mate, there was
so many.
There were so many omens around zero being first. It was actually fucked.
Yeah, it was.
That's so fucked up. We covered off on a few of them. That's a massive one.
That might be the biggest.
Red and blue equals green.
That actually makes purple. I have since found out. So that was wrong.
Null and wasn't void. One. What were the other ones we were talking
green
about?
Green money. The money's green.
That to me isn't.
They're not good enough.
No.
This
is it. This is the one. It's round zero. It was on zero. First one is zero. Like that's.
Yeah.
That's. I'm just disappointed in myself. We didn't even look for omens, really.
No, we didn't. We need to start excavating again because we haven't been doing that for a while.
Well, because it's been the off season. That's why.
But I need to turn my omenry brain back on. Like we did about even yesterday and I wasn't even considering them.
That was Vegas.
I've just put that part of my brain to sleep.
And
it's been in hibernation.
If you don't use it.
It's been in hibernation.
Yeah.
That is such a fucking layup. Could you imagine if we'd walked in there and said, round zero, on zero, here we go. That would have been the greatest bet easily of all time.
And it would have paid for a holiday. Work trip.
Not a holiday.
Working.
Ella was a holiday.
It wasn't a work trip. Cut that out. That's fucked up. That is actually fucked up. And then even Richie Kenner. Getting on Richie. That's an about even thing if you watch that show. But
God save it. That's actually part of me wishes I didn't hear that.
Trivia. Same. That's really fucking.
Because it really fucking pisses me off.
Yep.
Anyway, it is what it is.
Thanks, mate. I mean, listen. Thanks for pointing it out after the fact.
Yeah. Good of you. Good on you, mate. Yeah. Good on you. No one reached out beforehand. I want that on the public record.
Yeah. Everyone's a fucking Monday quarterback.
Everyone's a Monday quarterback.
Hey boys, it's the piss poet dribbler here. Just following up from my dribble the other week where I was laying on my driveway looking at the stars after a few beers. Currently standing 16 metres high on a scissor lift looking out to the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge. Fucking glorious. Just wanted to update you. I did end up falling asleep on my driveway and the Uber Eats driver didn't leave the food next to me but walked to my front door past me, put it down and left. Did not wake me up.
That's all the dribble was.
I firstly shout out to Scissor Lifts. We've had run-ins with them in the past.
Well, we have had run-ins with Scissor Lifts in the past. Mm.
But that's not what we
didn't work though.
No, well that's what I mean. But shout out to them and safety briefings for said Scissor Lift, which was just don't fall off. But I am not surprised the Uber Eats delivery guy didn't leave it next to him. Like, you'd just go put it at the front door, wouldn't you? You don't know the fuck this guy is asleep on the driveway?
You don't know, because this bloke could have been walking home and he's just picked a driveway.
Yeah.
You also don't want to wake a sleeping bear.
No, or a sleeping dribbler.
Because you just don't know how they're going to react.
Yeah.
Because you might get a left-right good night, waking some pissed bloke up. You're playing with fire. And if you're going to call an audible, you go to the door instead of putting it next to you because it might not be your food.
And then that way you go...
It could be someone inside. It could be a sweet older lady who's looking for a food, you know? She's not going to walk down for 4 in the morning. Well, she's up early.
Oh, you reckon? Yeah, that's true.
Who knows? You don't know.
Early bed, early to rise.
That's right.
Yeah. Also, you put it at the house. There's no way that you get done the delivery driver being like, well, you didn't drop it off at the spot. It's like, well, no, I dropped it off next to this fucking guy asleep in their driveway.
Exactly. It's job done.
Leave it at the door. Take a photo. Bang. Step over the sleeping guy and fuck off.
That's it.
And I mean, I'm assuming you still got up and ate it afterwards. So what are you complaining about? You wake up at some point.
Well, I think he's hoping that the Uber driver woke him up.
Not his responsibility. Not in their MO.
No.
Modus operandi.
Is it operandi? Mm. I thought it was operandi.
No, you didn't. Let's keep moving.
Hey, boys. Just ringing in off a day of work after the Vegas round. Got a bit of an idea. Loved the content over the weekend, guys. It was fucking awesome, especially when you got FOMO and you can't be there. Just a bit of an idea. The fucking Canberra Raiders need to be there next year. Imagine that cunt with that big fucking horn banging that big fucking drum and getting fucking 60,000 cunts doing the Viking clap to open the 2025 season. I think it'd be a fucking mint thing to listen to, especially with that roof, the noise, all that sort of good shit. Anyway, what do you reckon you guys could do next year to get the punters and the dribblers over to Vegas? And what do you reckon would make the Vegas trip better from an NRL perspective? Obviously, you're going to take Tommy Turbo. He's a gun. Anyway, boys, be here soon. Bye.
I believe, and I read this somewhere, that they are taking new teams every year, and next year there'll only be two teams, not four. That is, as far as I'm aware, I think that taking four teams may well have been an expensive little exercise.
Apparently they only got 66,000 people watching the game.
They did. I read that.
Which,
that's in America.
Yes, in America. Which obviously isn't shitloads, but then for me, obviously like TV ratings important. Also the game didn't, the game that was, there was a college basketball game that went overtime, so fucking people didn't come into the game until like halfway through it. The Manly one. But also, I wasn't really thinking TV ratings over there. Obviously, you want good TV ratings, right? Like, that'd be great. But I thought it was more about just, like, doing it, getting over there, like, proof of concept, does it work? And then you're sort of building on this.
Well, that's why they're going for 5 years, right?
Right,
is that
yeah.
they want to – you got to get over there and try and get a little tiny foothold.
Mm.
That's the idea. Get over there, get it started, and see how you go. I still am of the opinion that the play here is gambling money and gambling interest. That's got to be the play for mine. They're never going to move the needle, really, I don't think, in any sense from a TV ratings or from a attendance perspective, because Americans like what they like. They like their football. They like their basketball. They like their baseball. They like their ice hockey. That's it. They don't look to other countries to get shit, really. It's just not how they operate. So
it's also hard to know what's real and what isn't based on, like, journalists. There's been so many weird articles written since we've been over there, we being rugby league and you and I. But, like, you know, in the week leading up, it was like, oh, fucking Sualee could be the next Travis Kelce. Or then there was one yesterday which was, like, all the NRL players that could fucking – that could play in the NFL. They had Luke Brooks in there. No disrespect to the rescue dog. I fucking love him. I love the rescue.
What do you mean? He's our man's best friend.
Man's best friend, right? Like, I love him. I just don't see him. And I think that in the article, it was like, could be a punt returner. Man's best friend has spent too long at the pound to be running quick.
Mate, the article was suggested that Tedesco could go all right, even though he's over the hill age-wise, but he's got leadership qualities.
Yeah, he might beat someone out for a roster spot.
So the point is, a lot of the articles being written have been written in a flavour that suggests that this thing's the best thing since fucking sliced bread. I mean, to imply that Tedesco, who's
great friend, by the way,
who's a great bloke.
We
and
met
a
him
dear
over there.
Friend
Love
of
him.
The podcast.
Love him.
Who, by his own admission, would say that his best years probably over the hill.
No, I didn't even think he'd say that. I'd say his best NFL years are behind him.
His best NFL years are behind him. To imply that a bloke like him could get a starting spot in a squad of NFL players in a country of 350 million with people that played the game their entire lives is just, it's just a dumb take.
I saw one where there was mention of like potential NFL owners wanting to buy into rugby league. Could you just see if you can find something there, Tobler? And again, if that were the, like,
why?
Well, as in because they see like maybe they want to own a team or some shit.
That sounds like bullshit as well.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. You see those things and I'm like, because there's been so much fluff and cum and glitter around this whole thing from a coverage perspective and like not just covering the games over there, but covering like how this game could fucking change or like how the NFL could come after, you know, our players. Like, I just don't know what I believe or what to take as like truth or like is it just all cum and glitter?
Mm. I think it's come and glitter at the moment.
Yeah.
That it could change. It could definitely change. there's room for change, and our hope is that we if the game is able to get even a fucking tiny little tiny minuscule slice of the American pie, it's a huge win.
Yes.
But at the moment, it's cum and glitter.
It's all cum and glitter, which is fine. Cum and glitter is every Baz Luhrmann film, right? Like, that's what cum and glitter
is. That's right. And I've enjoyed most of his films.
I've enjoyed most of them.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's some have too much cum and too much glitter.
Way
some
too much cum and too much glitter. Perfect. 100%. But, you know, cum and glitter with the right ratio is cherry ripe.
Oh, mate, thank you very much.
And I'll tell you what, the game, I'll tell you what,
Romeo and Juliet.
I'll tell you what it has done, the NRL in Vegas. It started the season off fucking great. Everyone's frothing for rugby league. Everyone's talking about rugby league in this country. And I don't know if you know, but there's a bit of a fucking war of the codes going on here. I don't know if you've been sleeping under a rock, metaphorical or otherwise. So it's been beneficial massively in that way.
Well, the NRL's nailed the cum and glitter ratio over in Vegas. It was perfect.
Correct. But like, I'm saying exactly it's moved the fucking needle back here in Australia, where it's important to do so.
Yes, exactly.
In terms of its cut through in America, I think that remains to be seen.
Well, not enough cum, not enough glitter.
Well, I would argue no cum, no glitter.
Yeah, comparatively.
60,000 people watched in like 400 at the game or something. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's not, they're not huge numbers.
No, they're not. They're not huge numbers.
They're not huge numbers.
And but to compete with the load size, the payload, if you will, of America and the glitter quantities of America, like you need much bigger loads.
You need ropes.
Yeah, you need ropes. You need ropes, blue whale ropes and fucking, and you know, shitloads of glitter. I don't
semis.
Know. Semis of glitter.
Semis of glitter and blue whale ropes.
The president of the 49ers said that he'd be open to like purchasing a stake in a rugby league club.
There you go.
Because they like the thought of multi-sport ownership, just bought a stake in Leeds, the English football side.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Again, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yep.
It's just one of those situations. Because being open to something, I mean, I'm you know.
You're open to butt stuff.
I'm open to a lot of stuff. You know?
You're open to butt stuff.
It's I'm just, not open to everything.
No, but you I'm are open to butt stuff.
You I'm open don't. To stuff I've never done, put it that way.
Yeah.
And but, never will.
But I'm open to it. Like Nathan Cleary going to the Super League.
Yeah. He's open to it. Is that going to happen? Zero fucking chance in hell. Zero. Until he's like done. Yeah. You know? But he's open to it. Of course he is. Been a nice guy. And maybe the 49ers guy who just bought, what, half of Leeds?
A
big Premier League side? You know.
Yeah, but that'd be like toilet paper in terms of the cost between an NRL club and Leeds. I assume he could, like, it's pocket change to buy a stake in the fucking Rabbitohs or the Bulldogs.
Oh, they're not the same.
No.
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 What would, like, what's Leeds valued at? Leeds Football Club?
$212 million US.
Right.
So, and they've got 44%.
So call it 350 million. I reckon you'd pick up Manly for about 15. So that's where we're at.
So it would be possible to, and he's only talking about buying a stake in a rugby league club.
Yeah.
So
why not?
Why not do it?
You may as well.
I want to fucking
find a bit of change under the fucking
under the couch
and get into it. Perfect.
One more dribble and then we'll go.
Wait, Tom and Eddie, it's the very veganed up dribblers here. And we're just wondering, what would you do if we brought a swag to the studio? Are you letting us stay?
That's because it's a swag game, you gotta do it.
Bob Marley style.
Listen, a dribbler in need is a dribbler indeed, right?
But a dribbler in need is a pest. And I don't know whether I'd let you sleep in the studio if you brought a swag, but I'd certainly let you sleep out the front of it.
I'd let you sleep in the alcove.
Yeah, in the alcove.
I'd let you do that, yeah. Probably not in the studio.
No, we're definitely not in the studio.
Not unless...
Tobler was here.
We'd been acquainted.
Yeah.
Or no, Tobler wanted you
Tobler
in.
Tobler had to stay the night with you.
Well, maybe Tobler would like want him in, you know.
That's true. Well, he'd probably fucking blow the roof off the place. Yeah, we'd come in here and there'd be a big old fuck party going on.
That'd be a lot to walk in on.
That would be so much to walk in on.
Tobler getting a bit cockied.
Well, yeah, that would be tough. I wasn't even thinking of that. That's nice. That would be tough, though. That would be tough.
So to answer your question, no. Sort of.
There's a yeah.
You can sleep out the front, but not in here.
Thank you for the call, though. They sounded nice and grilled.
They did. They sound like they're having a good laugh as well, which I like to hear.
It's always nice to hear people having fun.
It's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's refreshing.
Yeah.
Really, really, really refreshing. I think that's us, punters and dribblers.
I think that's us.
Shout out to Good Day, bigwoodhealth.com.au. Shout out to
Big Day Rosé.
Hallosport.shop. Hacker, the hats. The Trucker hat. Next Tuesday, 6 p.m., the 12th, Hallosport.shop. And good luck to Jack Della Maddalena this weekend.
Oh, shit, yeah, dude. I forgot about that. JDM fighting Gilbert Burns. This is a real motherfucking fight for him. This is like huge, huge stuff.
Let's...
Is he title contender sort of stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Is this man the real McCoy?
Yeah.
I think he's absolutely the real McCoy.
I believe he's the real McCoy. I love that man. And then we've got Chito Vera versus Sean O'Malley in the main. Is it also fucking Mac? Oh, no, that's 300. Could you just get that card up quickly before we go? Because we do have to go. But I just want to remind myself who's on there so I can get titillated.
2 p.m. as well.
2 p.m. available on main event via KO or on KO main event. You know what I'm saying? But you can get the fight on KO.
It's the only place you can get it.
Correct.
Unless you got a Foxtel box, old school.
Yeah, unless you're a dinosaur. No disrespect. Sean O'Malley, Marlon Vera. Oh, fuck yeah. That's for the bantamweight title. Then you've got Dustin Poirier, Benoit Saint-Denis. I think he's like a former, like, whatever, like, the equivalent Navy SEAL is. Benoit, like, used to kill people.
Right, okay. Yeah.
A Red Beret?
Don't know. Potentially. I'm not sure. Then Kevin Holland versus Michael Venom Page. Michael Venom Page was in Bellator, former champion. Mm. He was a motherfucker. And probably still is a motherfucker, but he's maybe coming over a bit late. He's a bit older.
Is this his first fight?
Yeah, his first fight in UFC.
Okay, interesting.
Gilbert Burns, Jack Della Maddalena. Horny, horny stuff. Cannot be more horny for this. And then former champion, bantamweight champion, Petr Yan against
Song Yadong. Love that name.
Yeah, that's a really good card.
It's rock solid card. So main event starts. Well, the main card starts 2 p.m. Sunday.
Oh, that's good stuff for us. KO, UFC, main event. Let's fucking go.
Yep.
JDM. Bye.
Could you two just not talk anymore?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.